Welcome to the Career Accelerator, the podcast where corporate managers will find tips and tools to deliver results through others.
Hello. Today, I will provide tips on how you can benefit from reverse mentoring. I'm your host, Coach Percy Cannon. In our last episode, I shared two suggestions on how to answer the question of whether you should choose culture over talent as you assess your team members' performance in 2021. I invited you to make sure you and your team were 100% intellectually aligned on the top 3 to 4 core values you agreed to display. I also invited you to look at both the cultural fit of every employee on your team and their specific performance assessment. Culture and talent work in tandem. The absence of either one should trigger a quick and decisive intervention on your end. Let's now switch to today's topic, reverse mentoring. In the research I did on this concept, the famous ex-CEO of General Electric, Jack Welch, is credited with inventing this concept in the 1990s. Reverse mentoring is a derivative of the mentoring practice, where a senior manager guides a junior employee. They form a learning and career development partnership. In reverse mentoring, the roles are turned around, and it is the junior employee who guides the senior manager, typically on leading-edge topics such as digital technology, social media, and other subjects in which the senior member may not be proficient. You have probably heard or even experienced situations firsthand where junior employees, for whom digital technology and social media seem to be second nature, have reverse mentored senior managers on areas such as how to maximize their productivity through mobile devices or how to expand their professional networks through platforms such as LinkedIn. But reverse mentoring is not only applicable to digital technology and social media. Today, I will share 3 personal examples on how reverse mentoring has been equally beneficial to me in other domains, first as a corporate insider, and more recently as an external coach. Yes, junior employees can also add value to senior managers in other, more conventional areas where there is a knowledge gap. In one case, as a newly promoted general manager, I was exposed to several new domains in which I needed to quickly get up to speed to fulfill my new job responsibilities. The company I was leading was a joint venture in Latin America. The equity owners were from different countries, and each one needed to view our financial statements in the context of their respective country requirements. Fortunately for me, a junior employee in the finance and accounting department helped me understand how to translate our financial statements into each owner's respective reporting needs. Every time I had to make an important financial decision, I had to understand how it affected the financial statements of both sets of owners. This junior employee clarified the potential implications of such decisions and was a great help. More than 2 decades have passed since our reverse mentoring relationship, and we still remain in touch. In another case, 2 decades ago, I switched jobs to a new industry, where I was fortunate to find more than one employee who was open to helping me understand the commercial aspects of this new sector. I was coming from the consumer industry and had to expand my knowledge of business-to-business practices both from the marketing and sales angles. I still remember one junior employee who I brought onto my team. He was responsible for analyzing our customer database. He knew of my interest in learning more about how to grow our business by identifying those customers that would be more likely to buy our products. He regularly trained me on different aspects and uses of our database. But he did not stop there. One day, he surprised me with a new sales program that he had adapted from another region within our company. The program, which was conducted through our telesales organization, was a success, and it helped me and him earn broad recognition from senior management. I recently reconnected with him, and one more time I expressed my gratitude for his reverse mentorship. Incidentally, he's now grown into a senior role in another company. A third instance of reverse mentoring happened during my current coaching practice a few years ago. My client was a large company in an industry where I had not worked before. One of the projects I worked with this company on was to improve an internal process that required the alignment from different departments. I quickly realized that learning more about this industry would allow me to add much more value to this client. I found a junior manager who was part of this project and who volunteered to help me learn both the key aspects of the industry and the internal dynamics and culture of this client. In this particular case, it was a two-way mentorship situation. He reverse mentored me, and I also became an informal mentor for his career growth. In fact, although I'm no longer working with this client or with him, I continue to give him career advice whenever he asks for it. In the three cases shared on reverse mentoring, I, being the more senior person, benefited greatly from the knowledge of younger employees who were much better prepared than me in specific domains. You don't need to set up a formal reverse mentoring program in your organization, nor request human resources to set one up. Find junior experts in digital technology, social media, or any other area where you have a knowledge gap. They are easy to spot. Ask for their help. Be thankful to them and show your gratitude by returning the favor in a way that adds value to them. And if you are a junior employee who holds an expertise in a particular area, look for an opportunity to reverse mentor a senior manager in your company. You will be helping this manager improve his or her capability to deliver better business results. You may also place yourself in a much more visible position with this and other managers, which can increase the odds of accelerating your career growth. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. In the next one, I will share the professional and personal insights I gathered from the book Range: Why Generalists Triumph in a Specialized World by David Epstein. If you like what you heard today, and depending on the platform you're using, let me ask you to please rate, subscribe, or follow this podcast and share it with your coworkers and friends. Also, you can request a free coaching call with me by visiting my website at canon.consulting, or if available in this platform, using the links provided in the notes section. This is Coach Percy Cannon, working to help you make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Thank you for listening to the Career Accelerator, the podcast where corporate managers will find tips and tools to deliver results through others. Stay tuned for our next episode.